Talks are underway this week between the government of Sudan and southern rebels. They're trying to work out details on a ceasefire. It's the latest attempt to end Sudan's 21-year civil war, a war that sent thousands of refugees to the United States. In the last few years, hundreds of those refugees settled in North Texas. Many of them began their journey as young children and came to be known in the press as the Lost Boys of Sudan. Stories of their escape are harrowing, far from the experience of most children in this country. This week in Dallas, a comic book company plans to make those stories easier for young Americans to understand. It will publish the first of the Lost Boys' True Adventures. From member station KERA, Catherine Cuellar reports.
Wearing braces and a baseball cap, Michael Noor looks like he might read a comic book, not star in one. He's shy, long-limbed, and lean, with the grace of a teenager, although he's 20 years old. He's among the real-life heroes in a forthcoming graphic novel series, Echoes of the Lost Boys of Sudan.
When I left my homeland, I was 6 years old, and I ran away by myself.
The Sudanese Civil War orphaned 30,000 youth. Michael and almost 4,000 other so-called Lost Boys and Girls now live in the U.S. Together, they swam through crocodile-infested rivers and slept in dense forests to avoid armed troops or wild animals.
My shoes were gone. My feet got hard, and we keep walking for 3 months.
Along the way, many died from dehydration and starvation. Matthew Mabek, another lost boy now living in Dallas, knows their story is difficult for most Americans to imagine.
For the kids for today, maybe when somebody just heard something like that, it's horrible for them. It's very hard for them because sometimes some people, they don't believe.
Dallas publisher James Disco first met Matthew, Michael, and other lost boys in 2001 after they resettled from refugee camps in Kenya to North Texas. When Disco attended a comic book convention last year, inspiration struck.
I wanted to help the lost boys, and I was searching for a medium that could actually tell the story and reach the youth of America. I came up with the comic concept, a nonfiction reality comic series, because I really wanted the kids of America to relate to the lost boys at the same age group that they actually took their journey.
Each book tells the story of a different Sudanese youth's escape. The cover has present-day color photos of the lost boys alongside their illustrated caricatures. Inside, black and white panels show the boys' ribs sticking out and their eyes sunken deep from hunger and sun. Matthew reads his story from an early draft of the book.
We woke up with the sound of gunshot. I jumped up and ran. Everybody ran. I didn't have 1 second to look back from my father or my mother.
Surrounded by snakes and hippos biting and killing their friends, the boys hid from men with machetes and machine guns. To illustrate, artistic director Mike Friedman decided what to show and what to leave out.
We know that we have a wide demographic from, you know, all ages, but we also knew that it was a very harsh story, and I knew that, you know, there would be some violence and there would be a little bit of blood, but these kids, their story is just so heart-wrenching that, you know, there was no way I could avoid it and just keep it, you know, PG. So I had to show some graphic content.
Students at the St. Patrick School in Dallas got a recent preview of the comic books, which impressed Josh Hauser.
Well, little kids can watch it instead of it being too graphic for them, like on movie screens. They can understand what the people went through, like, without seeing bad things.
At 13, Josh is the target audience for Echoes of the Lost Boys of Sudan. Matthew hopes more young Americans agree.
I think it's a very interesting story. And I think it'll be really good when somebody has read it, yeah.
There's already interest in using the comic as an educational tool in other cities with large Sudanese populations, including Phoenix, where a reunion of lost boys and girls living throughout the U.S. will be held in August. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Cuellar in Dallas.
To read stories from the Lost Boys of Sudan, go to our website, npr.org.